them the last time, Carl and Julia went to the Belleville, Illinois library and got a book, thus fulfilling their scavenger hunt assignment. It is now a few moments later as Carl and Julia leave the library carrying a book. Let's listen.
Carl, what book did you get?
I don't know, Julia. The first one I put my hands on. Why?
Well, what book is it, Carl? Aren't you curious?
I guess you're right, Julia. Let's see. Our Friend the Hornet by Lumpy Siddons.
Sounds interesting, Carl. Let me see it.
Sure, Julia. Here.
Thank you. Carl, there's an envelope in the book. Look.
It's addressed to Mr. Clive Silverton of 3217 Valley Brink Road, right here in Belleville.
Well, open it, Carl. See what's inside.
Right. Well, I'll be darned. Dear Mr. Silverton, give me $5,000 or I'll make your name the laughingstock of all of Belleville. And it's signed Raymond P. Antrim, Blackmailer, Number 7, Rooms for Men Hotel, Belleville. Julia, there's a man in trouble. And when there's a man in trouble, we as human beings must do everything in our power to help.
But Carl, what about the scavenger hunt?
How can you think about a scavenger hunt when there's a man in trouble?
But Carl, what about the gold?
How can you think about gold when there's a scavenger hunt going on?
But Carl, what about
the... Oh, shut up.
Well, what's going to happen next time? Don't fail to miss our next exciting episode when we hear Carl say...
How can you think about a man in trouble when there's a Lawrence Tierney Film Festival going on at the Biograph Theater?